If you were a newish parent or a kid in the late 90s, this might sound familiar.
Mail time.
Mail
time. The mail's here. Come on.
Bye, guys.
Mail time on Blue's Clues, the kid show on Nickelodeon, about a blue-spotted dog who leaves paw prints as clues for her friends. The original host, Steve Burns, wore a striped green rugby shirt, charismatic young man with a lot of side eye. Who can forget him? Blue's Clues ended its original run in 2006, but making his debut today in the reboot, Blue's Clues and You, is Josh De La Cruz. So you're the new host, Josh. Congratulations. How are you feeling about the premiere?
Thank you so much. It's exciting. We've been working on the show for about a year now, and it's exciting to finally have it come out and have people watch it and get to know Blue.
So you're the first Asian American on the show. You're Filipino American. When you were announced as host last year, Josh, many Asian Americans took to social media and said, yeah, big thumbs up. How did you feel about that support?
I'm so honored. I never thought about being in this position. I never thought about working in children's television, and I never thought that I would really be anyone that anybody looked up to in any sense of the word. You know, I just try to do my best on the day-to-day. But getting this opportunity to represent a demographic that doesn't usually get a lot of screen time in a non-threatening foreigner way means a lot to me. My favorite thing that I've heard so far is from friends and their kids or their coworkers' kids is that he looks like me. And that's something that I never really experienced growing up, especially in a children's show. And, you know, I think that maybe shut off some doors to me in my mind because I never saw myself represented. Mm. And so I never thought like, oh, I'd love to work on the show one day. It was so important to my childhood. I would love to return that favor.
So I got to say, you watched Blue's Clues as a kid. I watched it as a parent. And many parents, having spoken with a lot of parents about this, they love the show because Steve was a draw. He was kind of the draw. He had great presence and timing. Does it feel like you can be yourself with Blue's Clues and You? Or do you feel somehow driven to capture what Steve had?
I think as hard as I would try, I'll never be Steve Burns just because I am who I am. And that was definitely a worry when I found out that I got the job, even when I was auditioning. One of the most helpful things that happened is that Steve Burns pulled me aside during a work session before we ever got to set. And he said, I just want to let you know, I just wanted to tell you personally that we hired you because we love you and we love what you do. And we don't ever want you to feel any kind of pressure to try and do anything that I or Dono, who played Joe, his brother, anything that we did, you can totally be yourself. This is your house now. It was those words that really gave me permission and really the confidence.
That is so cool of him to say that.
Oh my gosh. You know, when I first met him, I was terrified, but then he opened his mouth, and in person, he has such a resonant voice. And, it's like James Earl Jones saying, Luke, I'm your father. but he goes, hey man, and I was transported to when I was watching the show with my little sister, and I felt important. I felt like I was meant to be there. And he is that presence in real life when he's talking to you. He just hands over the power, and I hope that I can do that for an entire new generation of kids.
So you're the only human on the show. Does that make an even bigger responsibility for you connecting with those kids?
You know, it's so funny because the home viewer is the main character. They are the entire focus of the show. And everything in our script, every piece of animation, every color, every game, every note that I get about my performance comes from a childhood development background and because they want to help kids. Which is why I think they updated the name to Blue's Clues and You, because it's just as interactive as it was when it premiered in 96. But the emphasis is really on the home viewer, because I personally can't move forward without their help, without them talking to me on screen.
Well, congratulations again. Josh De La Cruz, the host of Blue's Clues and You, premiering today on Nickelodeon. Thanks for being with us, Josh.
Thank you so much for having me, Marco.